The Solar System. By DK Publishing. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Solar System by DK Publishing is an in-depth exploration of the planets, moons, asteroids, and other objects that make up our solar system. It covers a wide range of topics from the formation of the solar system to current space exploration missions. The book begins with an overview of astronomy and how it has evolved over time. It then dives into each planet in detail, discussing their composition, atmosphere, surface features, and more. Additionally, readers will learn about comets and asteroids as well as dwarf planets like Pluto. The book also looks at some of the most important discoveries made by astronomers throughout history, such as Galileo's observations through his telescope or Edwin Hubble's discovery that galaxies exist beyond our own Milky Way galaxy. Readers will also find out about recent developments in space exploration, including robotic probes sent to explore distant worlds such as Mars or Saturn's moon Titan. In addition to providing detailed information on each planet and its satellites, moons, this book includes stunning photographs taken by spacecrafts such as Voyager 1 and 2, which have been exploring our solar system since 1977. There are also diagrams showing how different planetary systems form around stars similar to ours. Finally, the solar system provides readers with a comprehensive look at what lies beyond Earth's atmosphere, from black holes to exoplanets orbiting distant stars, giving them a better understanding of just how vast our universe really is. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Sun is the center of the solar system and is a star that provides light and heat to the planets. It is composed of hot gases and is the largest object in the solar system. Main idea number 2. The planets in the solar system are divided into two categories, terrestrial planets and gas giants. They orbit the Sun and have unique characteristics that make them distinct from one another. Main idea number 3. Asteroids are small, rocky objects that orbit the Sun and are found in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. They are believed to be remnants of the formation of the solar system. Main idea number 4. Comets are icy bodies that orbit the Sun and have a characteristic tail of gas and dust. They are believed to be leftovers from the formation of the solar system. Main idea number 5. Dwarf planets are small, round objects that orbit the Sun and are similar to planets in many ways. They are not considered to be planets, however, because they do not meet certain criteria. Main idea number 6. Moons are natural satellites that orbit planets and are composed of rock and ice. They are believed to have formed from the debris left over from the formation of the planets. Main idea number 7. Meteoroids are small pieces of rock and dust that orbit the Sun and enter Earth's atmosphere, causing meteors and meteorites. Main idea number 8. Meteorites are pieces of rock and metal that have fallen to Earth from space. They are believed to be pieces of asteroids and comets that have broken apart. Main idea number 9. The Kuiper Belt is a region of icy objects beyond the orbit of Neptune. It is believed to be the source of many comets that enter the inner solar system. Main idea number 10. The Oort cloud is a region of icy objects beyond the Kuiper Belt. It is believed to be the source of many comets that enter the inner solar system. Main idea number 11. The formation of the solar system. The solar system is believed to have formed from a cloud of gas and dust that collapsed under its own gravity. Main idea number 12. The age of the solar system. The solar system is estimated to be 4.6 billion years old and is believed to have formed at the same time as the Sun. Main idea number 13. The habitable zone. The habitable zone is the region around a star where temperatures are suitable for liquid water to exist. It is believed that planets in this region may be able to support life. Main idea number 14. The search for extraterrestrial life. Scientists are searching for evidence of extraterrestrial life in the solar system and beyond. Main idea number 15. Space exploration. Space exploration is the study of the solar system and beyond using spacecraft and other technology. Main idea number 16. Spacecraft. Spacecraft are vehicles designed to explore the solar system and beyond. They are used to study planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. Main idea number 17. Space telescopes. Space telescopes are instruments used to observe the solar system and beyond from space. They are used to study planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. Main idea number 18. Space probes. Space probes are robotic spacecraft that are sent to explore the solar system and beyond. They are used to study planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. Main idea number 19. Space stations. Space stations are artificial structures in space that are used for research and exploration. They are used to study planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. Main idea number 20. Space tourism. Space tourism is the practice of traveling to space for recreational purposes. It is becoming increasingly popular as technology advances. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Sun is the center of the solar system and is a star that provides light and heat to the planets. It is composed of hot gases, primarily hydrogen and helium, which are in constant motion due to its immense gravitational pull. The Sun's diameter is approximately 864,400 miles, 1.4 million kilometers, making it more than 109 times larger than Earth. Its mass accounts for 99.86% of all matter in the solar system. The Sun produces an enormous amount of energy through nuclear fusion reactions at its core, where temperatures reach up to 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, 15 million degrees Celsius. This energy radiates outward from the surface in all directions as visible light and other forms of electromagnetic radiation such as ultraviolet rays, X-rays, infrared radiation, gamma rays and radio waves. The Sun also has a powerful magnetic field that extends far beyond Pluto's orbit into interstellar space. This field helps protect us from cosmic radiation by deflecting charged particles away from Earth's atmosphere. Main idea number 2. The planets in the solar system are divided into two categories, terrestrial planets and gas giants. Terrestrial planets, such as Earth, Venus, and Mars, are composed of rock and metal and have solid surfaces. Gas giants like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are made up mostly of hydrogen and helium gases with no solid surface. Each planet has its own unique characteristics that make it distinct from the others. For example, Mercury is the smallest planet in our solar system but also one of the hottest due to its proximity to the Sun. On the other hand, Jupiter is much larger than any other planet in our system but has a relatively low temperature because it is so far away from our star. The orbits of these planets around the Sun vary greatly too, some take only 88 days while others can take thousands or even millions of years. The size and composition of each planet also affects how they interact with their environment. For instance, Venus' thick atmosphere traps heat close to its surface, making it one of the hottest places in our solar system. Main idea number 3. Asteroids are small, rocky objects that orbit the Sun and are found in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. They range in size from a few meters to hundreds of kilometers across. Asteroids are believed to be remnants of the formation of our solar system, leftover material that never coalesced into planets due to gravitational forces or collisions with other bodies. The majority of asteroids have orbits that lie within the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, although some can have more eccentric orbits which take them closer to Earth or even out beyond Neptune. The largest known asteroid is Ceres, which has a diameter of about 950 kilometers, 590 miles. Scientists believe that asteroids may contain clues as to how our solar system formed and evolved over time. By studying their composition, we can learn more about what materials were present during its formation billions of years ago. In addition, asteroids may also provide valuable resources for future space exploration missions. Main idea number 4. Comets are small, icy bodies that orbit the Sun. They are believed to be leftovers from the formation of the solar system and can range in size from a few kilometers across to tens of kilometers. Comets have a characteristic tail of gas and dust which is created when they approach close enough to the Sun for some of their ices to vaporize. This tail always points away from the Sun due to pressure from solar radiation. The composition of comets varies greatly depending on where they formed in our solar system, but most contain water ice, carbon dioxide ice, methane ice, ammonia ice, and silicate dust particles. As comets move closer towards the inner solar system, they become more active as more ice is sublimated off them, creating an atmosphere around them called a coma. Comets also have two distinct parts: a nucleus, which is made up mostly of frozen gases such as water and carbon dioxide, and a coma, which consists mainly of gas molecules released by sublimation or evaporation off the nucleus. The tails that we see with comets are actually streams of material being pushed away by solar wind or radiation pressure. Main idea number 5. Dwarf planets are celestial bodies that orbit the Sun and have a round shape, similar to that of a planet. However, they do not meet certain criteria set by the International Astronomical Union, IAU, for an object to be classified as a planet. Dwarf planets are much smaller than traditional planets and usually have irregular orbits. The IAU defines dwarf planets as objects in our solar system that are massive enough to be rounded by their own gravity but which have not cleared their orbital path around the Sun. This means they share their orbit with other objects such as asteroids or comets. As of 2020, 5 dwarf planets have been officially recognized: Ceres, Pluto, Haumea, Makemake, and Eris. Unlike traditional planets, which can range from gas giants like Jupiter to rocky worlds like Earth, all known dwarf planets are composed mainly of rock and ice. They also tend to be much farther away from the Sun than regular-sized planets. For example, Pluto is located at an average distance of 5 billion kilometers from our star. Main idea number 6. Moons are fascinating celestial bodies that have captivated the imaginations of people for centuries. They come in all shapes and sizes, from tiny asteroids to massive gas giants like Jupiter's moon Ganymede. Moons can be found orbiting planets throughout our solar system, including Earth's own moon. Most moons are believed to have formed from the debris left over after a planet forms. This material is pulled together by gravity and eventually coalesces into a single body. The composition of moons varies greatly depending on their distance from their parent star. Those closer to the Sun tend to be composed mostly of rock, while those farther away may contain more ice or other volatile materials. The gravitational pull between a moon and its host planet also affects both bodies in various ways. For example, tides on Earth are caused by the moon's gravitational tugging on our oceans as it orbits around us. Similarly, some moons experience tidal heating due to friction generated by this same force. Moons provide scientists with valuable information about how planets form and evolve over time. By studying them, we can gain insight into the history of our solar system and learn more about how planetary systems work elsewhere in the universe. Main idea number 7. Meteoroids are small pieces of rock and dust that orbit the Sun. They range in size from tiny grains to large boulders, and can be composed of a variety of materials including iron, stone, or ice. Meteoroids enter Earth's atmosphere at high speeds due to their orbital velocity around the Sun. As they travel through our atmosphere, friction causes them to heat up and burn brightly in the night sky as meteors or shooting stars. If any part of a meteoroid survives its passage through Earth's atmosphere and reaches the ground, it is known as a meteorite. Meteorites have been studied for centuries by scientists who use them to learn more about our solar system's history. By studying their composition, we can gain insight into how planets formed billions of years ago when our solar system was still young. Meteorites also provide us with clues about what other objects may exist beyond our own planet, such as asteroids or comets. Main idea number 8. Meteorites are fascinating objects that have been studied for centuries. They are pieces of rock and metal that have fallen to Earth from space, believed to be fragments of asteroids and comets. Meteorites can range in size from tiny grains to large boulders, with some weighing hundreds of kilograms. When meteorites enter the atmosphere, they become extremely hot due to friction with the air molecules. This causes them to glow brightly as they streak across the sky, creating a phenomenon known as a shooting star or fireball. If any part of the meteorite survives its fiery descent through the atmosphere, it will land on Earth's surface where it can be collected by scientists. The study of meteorites has provided us with valuable information about our solar system's history and composition. Scientists analyze their chemical makeup and structure in order to learn more about how planets form and evolve over time. Meteorites also provide insight into other celestial bodies such as asteroids, comets, moons, and even distant stars beyond our own solar system. By studying these extraterrestrial rocks, we gain an understanding of what lies beyond our planet's boundaries. Main idea number 9. The Kuiper Belt is a region of icy objects located beyond the orbit of Neptune. It is believed to be the source of many comets that enter the inner solar system, and it contains thousands of small bodies made up mostly of ice and rock. These objects are thought to have formed in the early days of our solar system, when planets were still forming from a disc-shaped cloud around our Sun. The Kuiper Belt extends outwards from about 30 Australian dollars, astronomical units, to 50 Australian dollars, where one astronomical unit is equal to the average distance between Earth and Sun. The largest object in this region is Pluto, which was once considered a planet but has since been reclassified as a dwarf planet due to its size. Other large objects include Eris, Makemake, Haumea, and Sedna. In addition to these larger bodies, there are also millions upon millions of smaller icy rocks known as KBOs or Kuiper Belt objects that make up most of what we know today as the Kuiper Belt. These icy rocks can range in size from tiny grains all the way up to hundreds or even thousands of kilometers across. They are believed by some scientists to contain clues about how our solar system formed billions of years ago and may even hold secrets about other planetary systems outside our own. Main idea number 10. The Oort cloud is a vast region of icy objects located beyond the Kuiper Belt, at the outermost reaches of our solar system. It is believed to be composed of billions of comets and other small bodies that are held in place by the gravitational pull of our Sun. The Oort cloud extends from about 2,000 astronomical units, AU, away from the Sun up to 50,000 Australian dollars or more. This means it lies far beyond Pluto's orbit. It is thought that most long-period comets originate in this distant region. These comets have orbits that take them on very long journeys around the Sun before they eventually enter into its inner regions and become visible as bright streaks across our night sky. As these icy visitors approach closer to the Sun, their surfaces heat up and vaporize some of their material, which forms a glowing tail behind them. Although we know much about this mysterious realm, there are still many unanswered questions surrounding it, such as how large it really is and what kind of objects exist within it. Scientists continue to study this fascinating area in order to better understand its role in shaping our solar system. Main idea number 11. The solar system is believed to have formed from a cloud of gas and dust that collapsed under its own gravity. This process, known as accretion, caused the material in the cloud to clump together and form larger bodies such as planets and moons. As these objects grew bigger, their gravitational pull increased until they were able to capture more material from the surrounding environment. As this process continued over millions of years, it eventually led to the formation of our solar system with its 8 major planets orbiting around a central star, our Sun. The leftover debris from this process became asteroids, comets, and other small bodies that still populate our solar system today. Main idea number 12. The solar system is estimated to be 4.6 billion years old and is believed to have formed at the same time as the Sun. This age was determined by studying meteorites, which are pieces of rock that were once part of larger bodies in our solar system, such as asteroids or comets. By analyzing these rocks, scientists can determine their age based on the amount of certain elements they contain. In addition to determining its age, scientists also study the solar system's formation process. It is thought that a large cloud of gas and dust collapsed under its own gravity about 4.6 billion years ago, forming a spinning disk with a dense center where our Sun eventually formed. The leftover material from this collapse then began clumping together due to gravitational attraction and eventually became planets, moons, asteroids, and other objects in our solar system. Main idea number 13. The habitable zone, also known as the Goldilocks zone, is a region around a star where temperatures are just right for liquid water to exist. This means that planets in this region may be able to support life. The size of the habitable zone depends on the type and brightness of the star. Stars that are hotter than our Sun have larger habitable zones, while cooler stars have smaller ones. In order for a planet to be considered part of the habitable zone, it must meet certain criteria. Its atmosphere must contain enough oxygen for animals to breathe. Its surface temperature must remain between 0 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Celsius so that liquid water can exist, and it must have an environment suitable for plants to grow. Planets within the habitable zone may not necessarily be hospitable places for life. They could still lack other necessary ingredients such as nitrogen or carbon dioxide, but they do offer potential sites where life could develop if all conditions were met. Main idea number 14. The search for extraterrestrial life has been a long-standing quest of scientists and astronomers. For centuries, people have speculated about the possibility of intelligent life existing beyond our planet. In recent years, advances in technology have enabled us to explore further into space than ever before, allowing us to look for signs of alien civilizations on other planets or moons. In order to find evidence of extraterrestrial life, scientists must first identify potential habitats that could support it. This includes looking at factors such as temperature range, atmospheric composition, and availability of liquid water. Once these conditions are met, researchers can then use powerful telescopes and spacecrafts to observe distant worlds in detail. The search for extraterrestrial life is an ongoing effort with no guarantee of success. However, if we do discover evidence that there is indeed another form of intelligent life out there somewhere in the universe, even if it's just microbial organisms, it would be one of the most significant discoveries in human history. Main idea number 15. Space exploration is an exciting and important field of study. It involves the use of spacecraft to explore our solar system, as well as other galaxies and star systems beyond it. Spacecraft are equipped with a variety of instruments that allow us to observe distant objects in space, such as planets, moons, asteroids, comets, stars, and even black holes. By studying these objects, we can learn more about the universe around us. Space exploration also allows us to search for evidence of life on other worlds. This could include looking for signs of water or organic molecules that may indicate the presence of living organisms. Additionally, by studying how different planets form and evolve over time, we can gain insight into how our own planet formed billions of years ago. Finally, space exploration has enabled humans to travel outside Earth's atmosphere and experience weightlessness in orbit around our planet. Astronauts have been able to conduct experiments in microgravity conditions which would not be possible on Earth due to gravity's effects on matter. Main idea number 16. Spacecraft are an essential tool for exploring the solar system. They allow us to observe and study planets, moons, asteroids, and comets from up close. Spacecraft can be equipped with a variety of instruments such as cameras, spectrometers, and radiation detectors that help scientists learn more about these celestial bodies. Some spacecraft even carry robotic landers or rovers that can explore the surface of a planet or moon in greater detail. In addition to studying our own solar system, spacecraft have also been used to explore other stars and galaxies beyond our own. By using powerful telescopes on board these vehicles, we can gain insight into distant worlds that would otherwise remain hidden from view. The technology behind space exploration is constantly evolving, which allows us to send ever more sophisticated probes further out into space than ever before. With each new mission comes exciting discoveries that help us better understand our place in the universe. Main idea number 17. Space telescopes are powerful tools for studying the solar system and beyond. They allow us to observe objects in space from a much greater distance than we can with ground-based telescopes, giving us an unprecedented view of our cosmic neighborhood. Space telescopes have been used to study planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and even distant galaxies. By using these instruments to observe the universe from different angles and wavelengths of light, astronomers can gain valuable insights into how stars form and evolve over time. Space telescopes also provide invaluable data on exoplanets, planets outside our own solar system, which could potentially be habitable by humans or other forms of life. By observing these distant worlds in detail, scientists hope to learn more about their composition and atmosphere, as well as any potential signs of habitability. In addition to providing new information about our universe's past and present state, space telescopes also help us prepare for future exploration missions. For example, they can be used to map out possible trajectories for spacecraft that will eventually visit other planets or moons in the solar system. Main idea number 18. Space probes are an invaluable tool for exploring the solar system. They allow us to study planets, moons, asteroids, and comets in ways that would otherwise be impossible. By sending robotic spacecraft out into space, we can collect data about these objects from a distance and gain insights into their composition and behavior. Space probes have been used to make some of the most important discoveries in astronomy. For example, they have revealed details about the atmospheres of other planets such as Venus and Mars, discovered new moons around Jupiter, mapped out asteroid belts, studied comets up close, and even sent back pictures of distant galaxies. The technology behind space probes is constantly evolving. Newer models are more advanced than ever before, with improved sensors, cameras, communication systems, propulsion systems, power sources, and more. This allows them to travel farther distances faster than ever before while collecting more detailed information along the way. Space probes will continue to play an important role in our exploration of the solar system for years to come. As technology advances further still, we may one day be able to send robotic spacecraft beyond our own star system, opening up a whole new realm of possibilities. Main idea number 19. Space stations are an important part of space exploration and research. They provide a platform for astronauts to conduct experiments in microgravity, observe the Earth from afar, and even build new spacecrafts. Space stations can also be used as a base for missions to other planets or moons. The first space station was Salyut 1, which was launched by the Soviet Union in 1971. Since then, many more have been built, including Mir, Skylab, and the International Space Station, ISS. The ISS is currently the largest human-made structure in orbit around Earth and has been continuously occupied since 2000. Space stations offer unique opportunities for scientists to study how humans adapt to living in space over long periods of time. Astronauts on board these stations conduct experiments related to biology, physics, astronomy, and engineering that would not be possible on Earth due to gravity or other environmental factors. In addition to scientific research conducted aboard them, space stations also serve as ports of call for visiting spacecraft such as cargo ships delivering supplies or crew members coming back from their mission. This makes them invaluable resources for any future deep space exploration efforts. Main idea number 20. Space tourism is an exciting new way to explore the universe. It involves traveling to space for recreational purposes, such as sightseeing and experiencing zero gravity. As technology advances, more people are able to experience this unique form of travel. The cost of space tourism can be quite expensive, but it is becoming increasingly accessible due to advancements in technology and private companies offering services at a lower cost than traditional government-funded programs. Space tourists typically take part in suborbital flights that reach altitudes between 100 kilometers, 62 miles, and 200 kilometers, 124 miles. These trips usually last around 2 hours and offer passengers a chance to experience weightlessness. In addition to suborbital flights, there are also orbital flights available for those who want a longer stay in space. These trips involve staying on board the International Space Station or other spacecrafts orbiting Earth for several days or weeks at a time. During these extended stays, astronauts have the opportunity to conduct experiments and observe Earth from above. Space tourism has become increasingly popular over recent years, with many people wanting the chance to experience something truly out of this world. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.